Let's bow our heads in a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for those wonderful stories of how you met people and changed their lives, and how across the world today you're still meeting with people and transforming their lives and their direction in life. And we pray that we would meet with you as we look to your word now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ask the question on the parish Facebook page, or as we like to call it in Northern Ireland, Bake Book, apparently, is the Belfast version. Ask the question on Friday past, who is the most famous or important person you've met? And I ruled out you saying Jesus, okay? Just in order to find out, straw poll, who people had met. Multiple United States presidents, Americans in our midst, take note. Multiple Northern Irish politicians, various members of the royal family. One person very helpfully said the most important person they had met was their mother. And in many ways, that is a very good answer. And someone else talked about a clergyman who had made a real difference on their lives, and it wasn't me. But it was a really good answer as well. During the summer, I met a celebrity. I will tell you this. Well, when I say I met, it was Annabelle, really, who was doing the official meeting. And I was the photographer at the special occasion. Here's the picture. And some of the children here are very excited because they recognize not just Annabelle Harran, but Captain Barnacles from the Octonauts. And yes, I have not washed since, which explains a lot. But I met Captain Barnacles. So children, I will give autographs at the end this morning. He didn't say much, must be said. He is a 6-foot underwater polar bear type thing. And I have met the real Captain Barnacles. But one day, Jesus met Peter. Or Jesus met Captain Pete, as we might call him today. But today we're going to think about that occasion, whenever Jesus met Peter. Now, even the name gets complicated because he's referred to by both his names in that passage in Luke chapter 5. Jesus had already got to know Peter a bit. We put the story together and we realized that he had healed Peter's mother-in-law. But on this day, whenever Jesus was attracting a huge crowd, he gets to know Peter in a different way. Harry did with us as leaders in the parish a very helpful exercise a few days ago where we got to know a little bit more about ourselves. And he asked us a number of questions to help us to think about where we are in our lives. I think we're going to do a short exercise now to get to know one another a little bit better. These might only be surface level things. What I want to say throughout today is God wants to go deeper with each one of us. So I need a couple of volunteers. Volunteers is a silly word. I've already picked who I'm going to get. In the style of Mr. and Mrs., okay? And let me tell you one of the reasons. I'm not a vengeful kind of person, but whenever somebody discovered I had a cold earlier on, they laughed. So I'm going to bring Titch up because he laughed at me. And you know, Titch and Jill, come on up. And because she's handy, Tracy's smiling, come on up as well. And bring Dr. Keith with you as well. So come on up. Let me give you pieces of paper. You can play this in your pews this morning. Please do play along. Get to know the person beside you if you don't know them. Children, one of the reasons you're down there is...
But you said you picked your volunteers.
I have picked my volunteers in advance. Yes, okay. Yes. Have you got a pen?
No.
Let me give you a pen. Here's an extra pen. Now, some very simple questions. Do not move away from him. Move away. Do not peek. Okay, you can do it on that side. Men, women, good, like it. Okay. Now, do this with the person beside you while they write their answers down as well. Two things. I want you to write down, Titch, Tracy, your favorite color, okay, and your favorite animal. Now, for the Americans in our midst, put that back to the other one, your favorite color. That's the way you spell those words, okay? Okay, that is favorite color over here, and then favorite animal. And I want you to write those down. And then we shall have a variety of guesses. And is there a microphone here somewhere? Yes, excellent. Good. Now, have you done that with the person beside you? This microphone is going to die, I think. Jill? Okay. Let's see. Favorite color for El Jefe Titch?
I'm going to say gray.
He's going to say gray, and the answer is?
Mom said he blue.
Blue. Okay? Favorite animal. I'm not giving any hints. And the answer is, in fact, dog. So round of applause for this team. You have no peeking. Okay. Favorite. Yes, let's give you the microphone. It's not really working. It's the battery's gone. Favorite color for Tracy?
It's one of two.
No, well, that's not good enough.
I'm going to go for purple.
And the answer is?
Green.
Green. Yes. Good. And the favorite animal?
I think if I got this wrong, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Penguin is the correct answer. One each for both couples. There is no tiebreaker. Let's give them a round of applause. Thanks. Go and have a seat. Now, you need to have some talking at home whenever you get home, and we're available to chat with you at any time about you not knowing those things. But at least you were reasonably close. The amazing thing on the day that Jesus met Peter in our story is that Jesus knew exactly what was going on in his heart. It wasn't about those surface level things. It was about things that are much, much deeper than those things. Simon Peter thought he knew about fishing. Thought he was an expert. Had been out on that lake many, many times, and we imagine that he had been successful most of the times, but that night they'd had a really terrible time on their fishing expedition. But Jesus knew what was going on in their lives. And Jesus knew about fish as well. He created the world. And he was able to break into that situation and bring a completely new insight. From Peter's perspective, this didn't make sense. Here comes this carpenter along telling him what to do. And if you've seen any dramatizations of this story, you get the sense that Peter's a bit irritated or a bit reticent whenever Jesus says to him, put down your nets. He's saying, but Lord, we've fished all night. But he does what he's told. Whenever we were thinking about ourselves on Wednesday evening, Harry told us about the danger of being overwhelmed in our lives. But there is an experience of being overwhelmed in a good way. And that's what happened to Peter there at the lake shore that day. He was amazed. He was astounded. He was astonished, it says in the text. It was as if Jesus knew exactly what was going on in his life. Because that is exactly what was happening. Jesus knows us. So we think about this theme today of Jesus and me. Jesus knows what's going on in your life. Jesus, in a sense, knows what would get your attention today. And I don't think he ever did things just for the sense of something sensational. But he got Peter's attention in a way that touched his heart. And he was astonished. He was amazed at what happened. And so it was a life-changing encounter with Peter. And Jesus doesn't just give Peter something amazing to think about. He gives him a whole new direction in his life. Jesus gives him a new mission. And we need to go deeper with Jesus. Jesus doesn't just surprise us. Jesus doesn't just save us. He gives us a new purpose in our lives. And so he called these men, Simon Peter and James and John, to follow him. For Peter, there's probably a lot of anxiety that day. A lot of wondering what the future holds. I know some of us are in that situation today. We're wondering what the next days are going to hold in our lives. But we've said in that wonderful memory verse, I don't need to be afraid. I can have confidence because of God and his strength in our lives. Jesus dealt with the things that were deep concerns in Peter. Jesus reached in and gave him the ultimate reassurance. Because I think what the amazing catch of fish signifies for us is that Jesus knows our needs and promises that he can meet those needs. With his grace that is enough, more than enough, for every one of us. So Peter, as he thought about giving up fishing for fish and fishing for people, was also given this reassurance by Christ that he would provide for him. That in his power, everything was going to be all right. Jesus gave him that reassurance. And so we're called today to have a new purpose in life. We're called to go out and reach out for Jesus. There's a sign on the door as you came in this morning, if you came in through the main door. And it was the invitation to come and meet with Christ that we hear in the Gospels. Come and see. You'll see a sign, a different sign on the door as we leave today. It's a sign that says, gone fishing. And we are going to go out from here to to take this message of Jesus. That's the church's purpose. Gone fishing. How do you know? We've got a sign upon the door, says the song. So there's a sign out there to say what our clear purpose is. Let me share something you may not know about me. I am a middle-aged person. Part of my middle-aged crisis, I think, this last summer was to think about buying a boat. Right? I'm from Bangor. I've lived by the sea my early life. I have no idea about boats. So I've done what everyone does these days. I've looked on Gumtree. I don't have a clue about boats anymore. But it's funny because a lot of them were advertised that said, comes with a fish finder. I don't know what a fish finder is. But I know it's for finding fish. That much is clear. It's some sort of thing that helps you locate fish. I don't want a boat for fishing. I just want me and Isaac to head out on adventures and go on the islands and Loch Earn and all that kind of thing. But God has helped us. All the fish are quite obvious. It's not really about fish at all. Ross is going to put up a list of the things that really summarize what we've been thinking about this morning. A whole list of things about Jesus knows. Jesus knows. Jesus knows Peter's needs. Next one. We know it's not really about fish. Next one. Jesus knows Peter. Jesus knows the fish. Jesus knows you. Jesus knows our needs and our fears. And ultimately, Jesus knows best what is right for your life. So Jesus and me is a very, very powerful experience today. This next week, our ProVision response team are going to go out and try and help you to think about themes of more like Jesus. And to look at those themes that we have identified over this last year or so of giving and serving and living and praying more like Jesus. And they're going to ask you to go deeper in your relationship with Christ and encourage you with a series of questions which are very private and personal and between you and God to ask yourself, where am I on this journey? What is my direction and purpose in life? And hopefully you'll find that a very, very powerful experience as you see how much God knows of you and how much God wants of you as well. Let's bow our heads and think about the fact that God knows us. God cares for us. God addresses all the issues in our lives this morning. And as we go to fish. We go to find the fish for Jesus and to call them into a living relationship with him as well. So we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the intimate knowledge you have of us. And Lord, even though you know all the things, the good and the bad, you care for us with your amazing grace. Lord, continue to astound us. Capture our attention, Lord, if we have been far from you. Remind us, Lord, that you want us to have a purpose in you. And help us, Lord, then to fulfill it, confident in your strength. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.